hey.
Salutations,
brothers and sisters, queens and kings. You're tuned in, of course, to QKJJ.
Yes, you are.
I'm Queen Jam, as always.
King Jerry in the house.
Yes, and today is December 31st.
What that mean?
Which means that it is New Year's Eve, and tomorrow's New Year's Day.
Yes, indeed.
Hopefully, all of you are getting that holiday pay. Okay, I'm just sending positive vibes and holiday pay in your direction. And you know, free paid holiday off. Everyone loves those. And it's also the second to last day of Kwanzaa as well. Kwanzaa ends on the 1st of January. So it's a very fruitful time right now. I know a lot of people have a lot of different things going on. And I'm not just taking over the mic. King had actually has walked away to go check the mail. But yes, I know it's going to be, I know a lot of people are really thinking about this 2020 and really trying to align themselves with what they want in 2020. And I know a lot of people as well just have that feeling of, you know, this year is going to be my year and stuff. And I've listened to a lot of people that were like, I already knew 2019 wasn't my year. And I'm always laughing at the genuineness of that conversation. But some people are like, I already knew 2019 wasn't my year. I already knew 2018 wasn't my year. But they're like, 2020? This is my year. So I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out for a lot of other people as well, especially ourselves. And just pushing positive vibes and positive energy into this next phase. And it's 2020. What did she say the numeral was? It's like MMXX, the perfect. Perfect for 2020?
Something like that.
I believe it is. But yes, I'm excited to get this this next year on the roll like everyone else. Every time New Year's comes around, I'm kind of get swept up in everyone being excited about it, but I also know that it's just another date and just ready to get on to the next day and then the next day and just seeing what, you know, anxious to see what the next day is going to bring.
Indeed. Also, just to keep in mind, our last week reflections, amazing. We had a chance to go ice skating twice this week in general, too, as well.
Yes.
Oh, great lower body exercise all around. And if you're going to invest in something, just go ahead and go full-fledged in it, because it's mainly definitely dealing with your health overall. There's definitely a higher rise of individuals not pertaining to their health. So,
yeah,
give that a shot. It was an amazing experience overall, engaging with others engaging with us. A lot of mixed reviews on skates as well. Those feeling the difference between renting and then actually owning, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was just funny because we got a lot of looks and stares and glares, that's what I'll say. Yeah. Just from our skates, mostly mine, I feel, because mine are very gaudy, if you will, you know. They're cheetah print and they're leopard print or cheetah print, but they're very expressive. They have golden, yes, they have gold and black shoestrings. Yes, and laces, and a lot of people are just staring and just looking down and just like, oh, okay. There was this one lady who, when I was cleaning off my skates after I got off the ice, she was like, nice, those are some fancy skates. And I was just laughing to myself. But there was also other people who saw us, you know, skating, and they were like, like one guy at the end, he was like, well, you really have to know how to skate if you're gonna buy those fancy skates. And I was just like, no, it's honestly just us saving the money of renting the skates each time that we come. And we told that to another lady as well, and she was like, well, I'll think about that, but we only come like twice a year. But I'm just like, shoot, saving, might as well just buy the skates. Most people just think that they're expensive, especially the way mine look. People probably thought, oh, she spent all this money on her skate. under. We told you how much our skates were for both of us. Yeah. So it was very affordable. And we're, each time you go, you're renting the skates for $3. It doesn't matter if we go once a year, twice a year, or several times a year. We're saving that $3 each time that we go.
Mm-hmm.
Per person.
Exactly.
Just saying.
You're going to spend it anyway. Also, we have added a new appliance, and we're going to add that to our personal health as well. Yes. So that's something that we always just push. Make sure that you definitely check out some appliances, and definitely start your ground from researching first, and then move your way up from there. You'll find yourself very interested in what you could utilize. Mm-hmm. And it's all about meal prepping at the end of the day, too, as well. If you're leading into a healthier lifestyle, you're definitely going to have to prep in quantities that's going to be not only affordable but also healthy for you and your choice, and at least you know what you're getting out of your meals.
Yes. Second, do you know, are you going to tell them what it was, the appliance?
They can check out the video. Yeah, you all can check out YouTube QKJJ, and we will definitely have that posted. We'll have different recipes too as well. Also, you can add some comments below as well and let us know what you would like for us to try and push out there, because that's what we're into, giving you the opportunity to see it. Because a lot of folks, like, let's be real, you're probably not gonna want to go into something full-fledged unless it's gifted. Mm-hmm. Or you see someone else doing a hearty review on it, which gives you a better bias on your well-being of purchasing something. But if it's going to be something like the Ninja, mm-hmm, Foodie Deluxe Tender Crisp, then you should probably definitely check us out and see what recipes we're going to have cooking up soon.
Mm-hmm. Also, I did a abstract Kwanzaa painting yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I also recorded myself making that painting. We'll be posting that video on our YouTube channel as well. So definitely, once you go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and then also, and I'll put the link and everything down below in the show notes and in the description box for the show. And subscribe to the channel and then hit the notification bell, because we're always just uploading random videos. We don't really have like a set schedule of uploading the videos right now. We just upload them when we can. So,
yep.
Yeah, so definitely follow us on Snapchat and Instagram and stuff there, because that's more, that's quicker, I feel. It's, I don't have to go through the editing and everything to put it out there to you.
Absolutely. Straight raw, uncut, right there in front of your face. That's what we all appreciate. And the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door.
Embrace pure facts.
Yes. Most importantly, remember to always smile, because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Indeed.
Yes.
Media absent news, you all. Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know if this was media absent, but once I saw this and King brought this to my attention, I was like, okay, are we going?
I'm going to talk about it.
Yep.
So, in Indiana, woman, mother, aunt, niece.
We don't know if she's all those things.
Possibly. I don't know.
We know she is a woman, and we know she's a mother, and we know Indiana has something to do with her.
It's a lady. An Indiana mother accused of injecting fecal matter into her 15-year-old son's IV bag has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. And Tiffany Alberts is set to serve 5 years of probation following her prison sentence. Alberts was convicted of 6 counts of aggravated battery and 1 count of neglect in a trial in September 2019. Alberts was found not guilty of attempted murder charge. Online court records do show. And why she did this, you may ask.
We actually have her on the phone. We called her her prison, and no, wow. I can't even.
Yeah, you just might as well just keep going with that one, because called her prison.
We have her here, and she's going to give us, right, she's going to give us her direct account on why she did this. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes. So Albert said her actions were meant to get her son moved from the intensive care unit to another Riley unit where she believed the treatment was better. Blood test of the boy showed organisms that were normally found in feces caused by bacteria, infections, and
sepsis.
This is just nasty, but which an extensive medical evaluation could not
explain
at any means. But the hospital feared,
how are you getting fecal in your blood?
The hospital feared there was someone tampering with his IV, so they monitored the room via surveillance. They did see the mother using syringes to inject substance into the patient's center line. This is
a central line, yeah.
The central line. This is a very devastating story. The weird part is, it's just, you know, again, I honestly felt as though, that her son needed to be moved to from the intensive care unit to another Riley unit. And again, she believed that there was better treatment there. I want to know
why
she
believed. Which there always is, though. We know. Mm-hmm. We know that sometimes there is better treatment, but that doesn't mean, you know, that you have to go through these extensive routes.
She did.
I mean, the lengths that people go through for their children. We didn't see that this year.
This wasn't John Q. Shout out to Denzel.
Oh, my God.
This wasn't John Q, though.
Why would you bring up that movie, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a
that
whole...
movie
son
was
needed
real.
A heart, okay? Son needed
go
a
ahead and do your
heart.
Denzel.
No. You don't get that. You don't get that.
You don't get that for free, huh? Do you have a positive quote or like a shout out that you would like to do for this week?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My son will bury me! I will not bury my son. Denzel Washington. John Q.
You officially have straight up issues.
I think I did that wrong. I think I said that wrong.
No, you did it right. You said my son will bury me. I would not bury my son. Yeah. That's what he said. Y'all run it back and let us know.
Yeah, y'all run it back and let me know. I don't know. I got excited when she said positive quotes there.
That is positive because on a serious note, there's been way too many, especially black moms and dads that have had to bury their children.
Yes.
You know, instead of their children burying them, and that's the worst thing that, you know, a parent could ever think of having to go through.
That's true.
Yeah, buddy.
That's true. But keep that, definitely keep that in mind. Out of the humor that we definitely push upon this show and try to make you all smile.
Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know how to smile a little bit in this lifetime.
I truly do believe that health overall should be something given to everyone. Health should not come at a price point that just should be given. That's just me looking at humanity.
Yeah.
I don't care what you look like, health should be given without any price point. For that matter, we just want to move the sponsorship as well and bring to you, if you don't know, our podcast is made possible by us and only us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content. You can help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us, SoundCloud, Apple, of course. Apple Podcasts. But we do want to let you know that we appreciate you and your listening. You can also join the conversation on Twitter using hashtag QKJJPodcast. You can also follow us on social media at Queen Jam and at QKJJ. You can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us and all of our,
details.
All of our details. Lastly, we are also asking that you tell two people about this podcast. All right. Yes,
that definitely helps us help you.
That's all we asking. You know, just a little word of mouth. That's all it takes.
Yes, that's so powerful. And you know, we got that tribe community going, so we can get that popping. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell two people. Just two. That's all we asking for.
Yeah.
And more if you know some more people. But anyway.
Yeah. Just don't crucify us like y'all did Jesus.
Oh, facts. 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 Thank you for saying that. Do no harm. All right.
Do no harm.
All right, so we wanted to take this time to just love on y'all this episode, our black listeners, and just decided to do a black love episode because I was actually listening to this podcast, what is it called? Amanda Seale's Small Doses. I was listening to that. Very great podcast. I definitely recommend that. And she was on there with Yamanika, who's another comedian. And Yamanika has her own podcast as well. I feel like there should be some disclaimers for Yamanika's podcast because it's like her podcast is just called Ranting and Raving or whatever. But yes.
But yeah, since she's right covered there. But since she's covered by the First Amendment.
Yeah, I was going to say with the name of her podcast, Ranting and Raving.
Yeah.
It's already there in the disclaimer.
Gotcha.
But they did. Amanda Seales has a show that she does. And it's called what is it called? It's like black comedians. It's like I'm skipping on the name. But either way, they had this show and Yamanika came on the show and they were supposed to. They were pretty much going to be president for a day and they were deciding on what their first their first duties or their first laws would be once they started to become president. And Yamanika said that one of her laws when she became president was that she would say that she would make a law saying that all black people, when you see each other, you would have to say, "I see you and I love you." And I thought that was a very beautiful law to have in place because every time I see just a fellow black person, I know when, especially if I'm the only black person in the room, I always look across to them like, can we just do like a little Wakanda or like a little fist, like just something so we both see each other and know that we both see each other. But, you know, I just thought that was something, something cute, something very important. What about you?
That reminded me of the movie about the Echo Sapien.
Oh my gosh, Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You. And when the two brothers were arguing back and forth, it was a positive, reinforced argument going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a very strategic psychological effect. In general, with the psyche, when you do change the matter of how individuals have been groups, tribes, in general, the spores been pushed one section against the other. Mm-hmm. If you have that open availability to have that center ground to even do that, a law to put in effect, to see one another even when we do feel as though we're not being seen, that is definitely a changer on the psyche, on the psychological effect. Because other folks do it as well, so not like it's anything new.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's all how you look at it. But that would be an amazing, yes, that would be an amazing law of, like, recognition. And we do, like, that's the funny part. Like you said, we do that on many levels, especially if something's going down. We look at each other like, yeah,
you
we saw that. Yeah.
Right, I love when we do that, definitely. I just know, like, especially when I walk past, other women, I always look them in their eyes to try and see if they're going to make eye contact with me. We're going to do the little smile at one another, like, hey, girl, you know, and keep it moving. But, you know, it's always warm to just be recognized, especially in a world, I know we've talked about before, different times where we've been at our events that we do, and we ask people, like, how are you? And they're like, I'm fine, but who cares? You know, like, in a world where people honestly don't feel as though people care and people see them and that they're recognized, that would just be something to have people not feeling so lonely. We had this guy completely wrap us up at the Red Box. Telling us about this movie, and you could just sense like his yearning for just another person to be there, that human on human contact, and just something, some connection.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you put things into a forefront and give individuals an idea, individuals can take that idea and run with it and implement it within their own life. So that's something that you want to see actually happen. And Fortitude, listen to us, apply it, and see what happens from there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, reasons why black on black love is important, because we wanted, like Queen said, to take this time to love on y'all on this episode. And we decided to do this episode after listening to those podcasts, recognizing the love that we should have for one another. So
yes, and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So Amanda Seale's show, the comedic show that I was mm-hmm. talking about, it's called Smart, Funny, and Black.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Had to plug that.
Everything important.
Yes.
Everything important.
Mm-hmm.
And globally, that's a standard and a set point that can definitely be held at a bar to be set. Black intelligence, excellence, yes, all in one morph. Just that genius being pushed to the forefront for all to recognize.
And what did I say yesterday when we were walking into the skating rink, the ice rink, and you saw those people, and we were walking in, and it just felt like there were so many people.
I don't know. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't remember. But remember, I was like, inhale Orisha's, exhale the bullshit that comes with being young, black, and gifted.
Oh yeah. Inhale, and then exhale.
Yes,
inhale
took
your
that
blessings.
From Oshin, though, but
inhale your blessings. Exhale the BS. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Also, history is being made as well. The stigma of generational trauma from slavery, where man couldn't protect his wife from the slave master, and wife not being able to protect her husband, as well as the black man and woman not being able to show affection. PDA is important.
Yes, there's something about that feeling of when you're just walking hand in hand with your loved one and just seeing just that connection of being one, just joining hands and walking with one another and showing that public affection, because it needs to be shown more in the public light and not just behind closed doors.
Exactly. Plus, if the media isn't giving you the perception of exactly how black love is correctly portrayed in real life and not what media would like to project onto the audience, or those participating and subscribing to ignorance that the media portrays about black love,
mm-hmm.
affection.
Like that, subscribing to ignorance.
Yeah. And I do have to say it is important, because it changes the outlook on a lot of individuals' perception. And since individuals have such an ignorant perception, it's always great at any point in time that you can help nullify someone else's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
If you can help with that, then hopefully you can dunder down on their fear that they have.
Yeah, I can alleviate your ignorance.
Yeah. You can alleviate the ignorance, but not
the fear.
Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah.
That's false evidence appearing real, and that's within. And that's probably from childhood trauma.
Yeah. And statistically, there are so many sanctions and tricks to keep black people apart. Being together shows strength, resiliency, power, and courage. The resilient effort is the number one part there, because
yeah,
it really does show a very strong, fortified house, castle. Think of that as something that's resilient, something that has been built from not only from strong materials, but the foundation is what's necessary to keep those materials and that actual structure in power, keeping the strength and the courage to keep moving forward, all based around one another. And protecting your legacy
is another large one.
Absolutely.
That's what's important.
The cultural
traditions, mm-hmm. languages, acts of love, and general way that we as a people communicate, live, and exist with our own is different.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just something to be said when that legacy can live on. I mean, just the way we communicate, King and I, like, I just know that I don't have to explain that to anyone else, or like just try and explain, you know, it's just hard trying to explain certain cultural norms or certain reasons why certain things are certain ways to other people who are outside of your culture. And I just know that from going to a multicultural school, there was always a culture that had to be addressed, or pretty much like giving someone that information prior to, like, this is why we're doing this and this is why this is the way it is. There's not really an explanation. That's just the way it's been, you know, and you don't have to worry about explaining it to someone else that's not of that same culture as you. The same.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And
Black love is very infectious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see how it inspires other people to be that Black power couple. A lot of people, especially like when you saw Barack and Michelle,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were like, I want to be Barack and Michelle, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So just that Black love is always infectious, always inspiring other people to be that symbol.
And it has a rippling effect that shows a symbol outside mm-hmm. of quote unquote the labeling Black. There's a rippling effect, and it shows a staple point. It's to a larger standpoint, it is a bar that is set.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a high bar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you personally think that there is something important about Black love, or why it is important, or something like that?
It's just not in anything in life. It's a mirroring effect. It's an opportunity for you to look beyond thine self or understanding oneself. And if you have that better intention upon understanding who you are, then understanding Black love, or any other love for that matter, but I'm just getting to that center point. When you do at least get a better understanding of who you are and how that projects into your relationship, where you can not only build yourself but someone else, and that whole process starts to transpire into something bigger beyond both of you. And it when you see that within that asterisk Black, okay, mm-hmm. when you see that, it's always been a negative stigma or a standpoint. So when you add that love behind it, it becomes infectious.
Mm-hmm.
Because a negative stigma has been turned into a positive and an abundance of affection that definitely spreads to others, and it becomes iconic because you can't miss it.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't miss it. Anything that, something important in law, or if you're trying to hide certain documents, they normally mark it out with Black.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a strong symbol
mm-hmm.
that it goes on without it having to be recognized by anything else. So it's funny how Black can be portrayed in so many different lights, shades, so many directions, thought process, biases, even though it is what it is and it stands alone and it has its own viewership and projection. The moment you put love behind it, it grows into something greater, and that's what people see behind it, whether they honestly realize it, whether subconscious or consciously, or, you know, they see it. And it scares folks. Like, I'm not upset with that. Like that, it does scare people. But you're only afraid of something that you're ignorant of, not understanding. And the moment mm-hmm. you get past that point, we've been talking about, you'll find yourself in a better position of understanding. So it's exactly what Black Love is. It's a better understanding. And enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yes. I know personally that there's always a talk about black on black crime, but not black on black love, which is happening more frequent than the black on black crime.
Which is what is black on black crime?
I mean, you kill where you are, you know, you offend where you are, you commit where you are. Yeah. You feel me?
Exactly.
Whatever. No.
I don't care.
I don't think they have those reports in China. Like, there was...
Or in Italy. Or like, I'm just saying, people have to be careful about the asterisk that gets implemented or a label that gets pushed upon people because they're policed differently. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Like, you can't just black on black, white on white. Like, there's what do you mean, yellow on yellow, red on red, brown on brown? What are we saying? Because purple on purple,
apple on apple, right?
Anyway, enjoy love, black love.
Yes. It's definitely very powerful, definitely something that I've always thought about, mainly because the media doesn't show it as something that is relevant and something that is actually still happening, you know? Like, it's kind of covered up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want for it to get so far gone that it becomes a thing of the past. You know, black on black love. Definitely don't want it to be a thing of the past.
I hear you.
Something that I got from an Essence article written by Jamila Ashali, and then I feel like it's Lemonu, but if it's not Lemonu, I am sorry for mispronouncing your name.
Mm-hmm.
She said that we have both been told that we are unlovable as shiftless, lazy, thugged out black men and crass, emasculating, and wholly self-reliant black women. And once she said that, I was like, in a nutshell. In a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's just so important to me.
So...
our lesson for this week. I was on africa.upenn.edu. They had a lot of great information on Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration of life from the 26th of December to the 1st of January.
Yes.
And what Kwanzaa is not... All right, it's not a festival that is originating from the 55 African countries, nor is it an African Christmas celebration.
Mm-hmm. Set that record straight.
We'll put that out there.
Kwanzaa was first introduced in the United States in 1966 by Dr.
Mulana Karina.
Yes, Mulana Karinga was a influential black activist and scholar during the Black Power movement. He identified as a cultural nationalist. Keep this in mind of these words that have been pushed forward, and you've been hearing them as well. But again,
that's the next episode. We're going
indeed we are. Black Power movement, and again, he identified as a cultural nationalist. Mulana Karinga is known for his many contributions to the Black Power movement, most famously the founding of the U.S. organization and the creation of the holiday Kwanzaa.
The U.S. organization stood for United Slaves, and it promoted ideas of black cultural nationalism and black cultural revolution, including a focus on Pan-Africanism.
Dr. Karenga created Kwanzaa for Afro-Americans as a response to commercialism of Christmas. Kwanzaa has more similarities with Thanksgiving in the United States or the Yam Festival in Ghana and Nigeria. The word Kwanzaa is a Kiswahili.
Yes, I'm thinking of Kiswahili or Kiswahili, like tomato, tomato sometimes.
Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, a word meaning first.
Or first fruits.
Correct. And five common sets of values are central to the activities of the week in gathering. Reverence. It's a noun, deep respect for someone or something, and a verb, regarding or treat with deep respect. All right. Commemoration. Noun. Remembrance typically expressed in a celebration, a ceremony, or a celebration in which a person or event is remembered.
Recommitment. Noun. Uncountable. A renewal of a commitment or an act of recommitting. Celebration, which is a noun, of course, and the action of making one's pleasure, of marking one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typically social activity.
Yes.
And now there are seven principles.
Yes.
Or Ngozi Chaba of Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
From left to right, with three red candles, yes, one strong black candle in the middle,
mm-hmm,
and then three green candles at the end. We're starting with unity, meaning, yes, umoja.
Mm-hmm. Umoja.
Self-determination. Kujikagulia.
Mm-hmm. Collective work and responsibility. Ujima. Cooperative economics. Ujamaa. Purpose. Nia. Creativity. Kuumba. Faith. Imani.
Why are you pronouncing it like that? It's Imani.
Imani.
All right.
Like Hanukkah, practiced by Jewish, candles are used to represent concepts of the holiday.
Yes. So there symbols. Are some symbols in Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Mkika, a mat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Mazo-o, fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Muhindi, mm-hmm, the ears of corn.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Kinanra, a candle holder.
Yes.
Well, I just pronounce it Kinara. They really strong pronunciations. Kinara. It's Kinara. And they also have the Mishoma Ashaba, the seven candles.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have, we also have the Kikom Bikaum Maja, the cup of unity, the unity cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Zawadi, the gifts, which is the most enjoyable time, and also, you know, the feast and everything as well. So the Mazo are a remembrance of, let me see. Yes, the Mazoa are a remembrance, and this is the fruits and vegetables.
Correct.
Is a remembrance of the harvest and nourished the people of Africa and offer an opportunity to show respect for the people who labored to grow them.
As you lay out
the Mohideen,
the ears of corn,
mm-hmm,
symbolizing our children and our hopes for them, you can reflect on our cultural wisdom that all children belong to the community.
And it truly takes a village to raise well-loved children, protect their innocence, and strengthen their resilience.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Kikumbi Chau Munja,
mm-hmm,
point, which is the seventh, the unity cup, excuse, mm-hmm, me, you all. Pouring
libations to our ancestors.
Exactly. It is a wonderful time to honor the elders and exchanging stories, songs, and poems about them. The trailblazers, these trailblazers and torchbearers created our heritage and include immediate family community, the national leaders from the past and present, which is actually very important because we, some reason, shape, or form, always keep losing our leaders. Some way, shape, or form. It's wild, but okay. Finally, to give. Which is the gifts?
Finally, as you start to give Zawadi, mm-hmm. those are the gifts, the books, teachings, homemade works of art, or food. This Kwanzaa season, you can also give Zawadi of the heart, which is, you know, just gifts of the heart. Forgiving people around this time would be Zawadi of the heart.
Apparently, yes, absolutely.
And the candles also remind us of the colors found in the flags of African
liberation
movement.
Mm-hmm.
And Zawadi is usually exchanged, the gifts as well are usually exchanged on December 31st. And the Karamu is held, which is a large feast. Greeting each other with Habarigani, which is Kwa Swahili for how are you and how goes the news with you. And then we end with
Harambe.
Yes, which is all pulled together.
Harambe.
Kwanzaa has been such a, like, elusive holiday for me. Because, I mean, you all, like, I, every year I have tried to gather my family. Like, the times where I was home, the last year I can count, that I put on, like, I had on a dashiki. I couldn't get the kanara because, you know, things happen. But I got all, managed to get all the candles together. I couldn't find, I think it was like a black candle I couldn't find. So I like took a white candle and like marked it with a Sharpie black. I was just trying, you all. I was trying to pull it together, all right? And then I made a kanara, though, with one of those, one of the foil pans that you use, like the cookouts. And they're like, go put the pan inside of the little cookers with, you know, the little flame underneath. Use a pan to the little foil pan to make a kanara. I put the candles inside of there, gathered my family to light candles, and like when I say no one was there with me mentally, like that's all I needed was mental support, and everyone was just standing around like, let's just get this over with. And it's just, I just really can't wait until next year. I'm actually going to gather all this, you know, the kanara, the mat, the ears of corn and everything together, and then actually be able to celebrate it. Because I was really trying to get that going for the longest.
One step at a time. One step at a time.
King's just looking at me like, why? What kind of kombucha did you have this?
It was a trilogy. I believe that was the same trilogy as last time, with ginger, berries. I forgot what else was inside of the kombucha as well, but it was a trilogy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trilogy has a mixture of different things. And of course we had the, for our medication, we had the 24 karat cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to add?
For the end of the year?
Yes, any affirmations?
You go first.
Stay active, understanding better well-being of health, definitely. Because you can't do anything if you don't have the best understanding of your health. And of course, to provide excellent content, just to be able to provide service for those in need, shape in different ways, shapes and forms. It doesn't always have to be the way we think on a monetary level, but and understanding the portion of living life as well. That's also important. So that'd probably be an affirmation there, better understanding of life, living life, and enjoying it. Definitely having a better focus on life too as well. You can sometimes shy away. But yeah. To be honest though, just to definitely keep the content, again, there's always a steady stream of information. So being able to keep this content going and provide just different stories, different points of references, different engagements, and especially if we can provide you with different help with tools and tricks, especially if we're dealing with some health and things like that, as we mentioned. Just providing you with the information and let you know what's going on. And same thing, if you get some really good information, especially with any affirmations that you've applied or are going to apply, mm-hmm. let us know.
I will say that something that I could go off of and end the year off of with, or like just a piece of piece of advice I could give to our listeners would be just to talk to yourself more. And have more staff meetings and executive staff meetings with yourself so you can really think through different things in your life and just get more comfortable hearing things that you need to hear. Because sometimes at the end of the day, the only good things that you're going to hear about you may come from you. And it's, and I feel as though there's like an internal voice that's there sometimes that we let get too loud. So just, you know, talking to yourself more and just really coming to terms with different things in your life and working through different things that you're going through. And passion, persistence, purpose, just little affirmations that you can tell yourself. Because I know some affirmations do help with some people. Other people feel like they don't help, so just whatever works for you.
Indeed.
That's uh-huh. definitely the end of the year. I'm just ready. I want to also see if we can get to this. They have extended skate at our ice rink for New Year's. I think the skate ends at like 12:30, so it'd be nice if we could go.
And we have had requests from our listeners and subscribers. If there is any way you can contribute to the podcast and or our YouTube channel as well. So we will be adding some donation options on our qkjj.org website. While you are on our website, you can always support us by purchasing our products that we handcraft.
Locally,
all right. Our products we already have are on our website. Most importantly, you can support us by telling two people about this podcast each week and use the hashtag QKJJPodcast. Also, we will have all of this info available in our show notes too. So don't trip. We got you. And, as you already know,
that is not all, but it is all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at QueenJam and at qk.jj. Rate, review, subscribe, and embrace pure facts. Conduct your own research and remember to smile. All right? Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.